I'm John Nguyen with SDPB News. The federal agency that provides health care to Native Americans says it's expecting more than enough vaccines to protect all the people working in the hospitals and clinics that it funds. The Indian Health Service was treated much like a state for distribution purposes. It submitted a plan to vaccinate more than 2 million Native Americans and Alaska Natives. The agency expects to receive 22,425 doses of the Pfizer vaccine next week and 46,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine by the end of the year. Those doses will cover more than 44,000 people who work at hundreds of facilities that are receiving vaccine allocations through the Indian Health Service. Governor Kristi Noem recommends a 2.4% salary increase for state employees and those in education and community health. Noem is also suggesting some changes to the state employee health plan that some call almost a non-starter. SDPB's Lee Stribinger has more.
The 2.4% salary increase is part of an annual inflationary bump in pay for state workers. The increase adds up to about $9.5 million. Recently, Governor Noem had the Bureau of Human Resources reassess state employee health care benefits. She wants benefits that are competitive with other large employers in the state. Noem also wants to make the plan financially stable. Noem announced a new four-tier health plan that she says will save the state more than $12 million.
We will reinvest those funds directly into employee pay, especially for positions where the state's base pay hasn't offered competitive wages.
The pay increase for state employees is welcome, but the executive director of the state employees organization says it won't make up for increases in health care costs. Eric Olilaw says the $12.5 million the state saves in health care costs, the employees will need to pick up.
So it doesn't really square for state employees to be paying $12.5 million more for their insurance, and then for that to be construed as them also increasing their salary somehow. You know, on the surface, the 2.4% market adjustment is favorable, but the rest of the terms are not.
Olilaw says to make the plan favorable for employees, the state will also need to pick up some of the health care costs the governor wants to shift to workers. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
South Dakota farmers interested in growing industrial hemp can start making plans for the 2021 growing season. A legislative group is approving the state's industrial hemp rules. It's the last step in the way of farmers putting seeds in the ground. Derek Doman is a hemp seed sales manager with Horizon Hemp Seeds based in Willow Lake. He's also vice president of the South Dakota Industrial Hemp Association. Doman says hemp will allow farmers to diversify their operation while making a profit on the crop.
Farmers can also utilize existing equipment and process from planting to harvesting their crop that they already use today. I have also received a large number of emails and phone calls from a lot of different folks throughout the state that are very, very excited to grow this crop.
Governor Kristi Noem signed the Industrial Hemp Program package in the spring. The state wrote and submitted their proposed rules to the U.S. Department of Ag, which were approved in October. The State Department of Ag oversees the hemp program. The Department of Public Safety will conduct field inspections. A court challenge to a recent voter-approved cannabis reform package will not affect the state's industrial hemp program. The Custer County Commission has agreed to continue allowing members of the public to carry guns into the county courthouse, at least until January, when the state Supreme Court is expected to review the issue. The commission voted 3-1 last month to allow county workers and the public to carry guns into the courthouse and administration building, but judges opposed the ordinance, citing safety risks. Custer County does not have to worry about jury trials for now, since COVID-19 has paused the proceedings across the Seventh Circuit. That includes Custer, Pennington, Fall River, and Oglala Lakota counties. That order expires December 31st.
With more news from SDPB, I'm Chris Loffrey. South Dakota health officials report 317 new cases of COVID-19. The last time new cases fell to that level was on October 12th. Active COVID infections are down to 12,623. That's a decrease of more than 100 cases. Hospitalizations are slightly up to 441. Of those, 83 patients are in intensive care and 50 are on ventilators. 47 counties report at least one new COVID case. Minnehaha County has the largest increase with 76 new cases. Pennington County follows with 56. No deaths were reported. Total coronavirus-related fatalities remain at 1,259. The COVID-19 case count is down for K-12 students in South Dakota. This continues a four-week trend that started in mid-November. K-12 schools report 400 students and staff tested positive for the coronavirus last week. That's a decrease of 171 cases. More than 250 schools report at least one person who has COVID-19. Schools have reported more than 8,600 total infections statewide since classes began. Students make up 74% of those cases. South Dakota colleges and universities are on winter break, but they are still reporting COVID cases. Campuses reported a total of 64 COVID cases last week, a decrease of 68. Colleges and universities have reported a total of 3,080 cases since August. 86% of those cases have been students.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.